think that, you know, we've had some opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. You know, we made some mistakes out there. I told that to the team. You know, there's a lot of things that we've got to clean up, but you know, it's a whole lot easier to do when you win football games. I thought that, you know, we had some young guys. You know, Chris Reed played today. Josh Wells played at right tackle. D.D. Westbrook came in. He had a big catch. You know, we had a new snapper today come in and play in tough weather conditions. You know, so we've got some young guys out there, and, you know, we had some young guys make some mistakes, and we had some older guys make some mistakes. So, you know, I've got to do a better job of coaching those guys, and, you know, the coaches got to do a better job of coaching them and getting, you know, getting what we need out of it. So it was a tough game. Yeah, they did an outstanding job, except for the one series. You know, I think the one series, it was a little mix-up. They hit us on the seam, and, you know, they made that play. But pretty much after that, I thought the defense played very well, you know, very good against the run. And this team, you know, obviously I said it early in the week. I thought their line was very good, very tough, you know, the backs. You know, I think the weather probably played a little bit with, you know, in the passing game. You know, there was some gusts that were going on out there. But again, I think, you know, defensively, you know, they did a nice job.
Can you talk specifically about the last two drives for them? The first, the fumble Kizer had, and then of course the touchdown, like coming up big in those situations.
Well, it's really just players making plays. I mean, really at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we've got some good players on that side of the ball, and they came up and made a play. I think, you know, we had some coverage on the back end, and, you know, there's not really, you know, a lot you can do. You know, you're trying to win the game on the other side and make a big play, and those are difficult situations. And I think as a coach, you know, I've been in those same situations where those things have occurred. So, you know, but the one thing I will say, you know, they're battling, kid's battling now. You know, he's a tough son of a gun now. You know, I give him my hat's off to him. You know, it's hard to sit back there. I see it in practice, and, you know, there's other teams in this league. When you got those cats coming at you and those guys covering, you know, they did a nice job today on our side.
Hey, Doug, what makes Unique so good at the strip sack thing? I think he's got 9 in his less than 2 seasons.
Yeah. He's a good hands guy, though. Like a lot of his, you know what I'm saying, when you watch him, guys that study him, you know, he's really good with his hands, you know, as far as you know, his pass rush ability. And I think the action of his hands and you know what I'm saying, they're always moving, they're always going. You know, I think it's natural for him, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and reach. I think that, you know, defensively we work on that with all of them. You know, we really do. But I think he has, you know, the speed to get around and turn the corner on that edge, you know, to be able to come up with those plays.
Doug, has this defense got to the point where you're surprised when they either don't get off the field or don't make a big play?
You know, I don't, you know, Ryan, I don't look at it that way because, you know, they're doing a good job. I think about it the other way. I'm like, you know, shoot, we got to stop this, stop that. You know what I'm saying? So my mind is thinking about, hey, we got to stop this. Oh, here comes some seams. Here comes, you know, a deep over. Here, you know, I'm thinking about the weaknesses, you know, in the defense when we call them. And so my mind goes to that. But I'm excited, obviously, when good things happen and it's 3-and-out, and, you know, we can get the ball back and try to do something offensively.
How did you feel like Leonard ran today?
I thought he ran well.
What was it like, you know, trying to get different offensive linemen, Reed and Wells, going? How did you feel like the line performed?
I think up and down. I think, you know, when you look at it, I think, you know, penalties hurt us. That was one thing hurt us. Penetration hurt us on a couple of plays. And I mean, they were, you know, you're talking about one of the best defenses in rush per yards, you know, that, we, you know, in Cleveland, you know, we knew it was going to be a battle. So at the end of the day, the total was good, but the way it turned out, you know, I would rather have been more productive.
How encouraging was it to see Leonard make some of those runs that he's making?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's good. I mean, he said he felt good. I mean, you know, and people were asking me during the week, and, you know, we were resting him, you know, trying to do the right thing, you know, whether we put him out in practice and maybe push him a little bit, or just say, hey, listen, let's just rest this and get you ready to play. I mean, you were there, you know, and you asked me that question. So, you know, we rested him, and then I asked him how he felt. He says, I'm good. I'm ready to play. And, you know, I trust him. That's all I needed to hear. And, you know, I asked him again last night, you know, we good? We're fine. I said, all right, I'll see you at the stadium.
You second talk time.
So much about being a tough football team, you know, for months. Is this kind of another notch in that to be able to come up here?
I don't try to go into that. I try, you know, I mean, we want to be, you know, but, you know, I think it's going to take, you know, how we finish, you know, will be very, it'll be the point where people will be like, oh, you know what, looking back, hey, this is a pretty tough team. I think that we've done some things that have helped us along that line, but, you know, I think you start playing now in November and December, you know, you're going to have, you know, both mental and physical toughness to win games.
Second time this year was an early whistle on what could have been a game-changing call. Obviously, it's frustrating. Can anything be said or done about that?
Excuse me? Is anything said or done about that?
I mean, the Fowler, I mean, if...
I like this crew. I mean, I'm a big fan of this crew. So, you know, Pete Morelli and those guys, we had them, you know, for a couple of days in New England. You know, they were up there from when we scrimmaged New England. We had them when we played the Ravens. You know, we had them today. I know those guys work their butt off and do the best job they can. I have no issues, you know, with the crew we had today. I really like them. They communicate well, you know. You know, whether it's a mistake or not, I can't answer that. But I know that I make mistakes. I know that, you know, mistakes happen in a game.
2-0 in this quarter of the season, mm-hmm. down in first place.
Yes.
I feel like your team is trending in the right way.
Well, I talked to him afterwards. I think we got to clean some things up, you know, to be able to push forward, you know, to start going, you know, in that direction. You know, even, you know, one thing you don't want to do, and, you know, I don't want to be like I told the players, I hate to be Debbie Downer, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we've got to clean some things up, you know, if we want to move forward in the direction that we want to move in. So, you know, we've got some things to clean up.
Doug, you guys swept the AFC North. Just what are your thoughts on accomplishing that feat?
It was, you know, I mean, it's good, obviously, you know. Be a lot better if you were able to do that within your own division, you know. You know, the first thought of my mind. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for the AFC North. I always have. Even, you know, when I was in Buffalo, I tried to scrimmage against, you know, we went to Pittsburgh. I think, you know, when you look at the North, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, how tough they are, you know, the toughness that they have. And, you know, I think it shows. I mean, even in games, you know, we might have, you know, won, you know, by maybe a little bit more than people thought, or you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one thing is when you play the AFC North, you got to be able to battle. You got to be able to battle conditions. You know, that's going to occur if you look at the schedule and they're late in the year. And you just got to be prepared for it. And if you can't win those physical battles against the North, you know, you're not going to win many games against them. Go ahead. I haven't met with him yet. But I think, you know, I know Leonard went back in there. I think, you know, Payne, you know, was out of the game. I'll get an update on him.
Mickens and Westbrook, mm-hmm. did they make the normal amount of young guy rookie mistakes that you're going to see? Are they in the right spot at the right time most of the time? Or, you know, like a couple of throws that might have been.
You know what? I never thought I'd say this. And I've never said this. This is going to be the first time I've ever said this. I'm going to have to look at the tape. I don't think I've ever said that. I mean, in all the years that I've been the head coach, I don't think I've ever said it, but I think, you know, I'd probably go back and look at it. But I was happy with – the one thing I am happy with them is it's not too big. You know what I'm saying, Mike? In other words, you know, Westbrook came in there and he made a big play, you know what I'm saying, down the sideline. He had an opportunity to make, you know, another play. It was tough. But I'm, you know, I'm happy with, you know, when seeing that type of confidence. And I think, you know, Mickens, a day like today with the wind and all that stuff and the punting and be able to, you know, feel those punts, you know, I think you saw it on the other side. It was a little bit more difficult for them. But, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. A couple of mistakes asking, you know, Mick to do a little bit more. He's got to be on top of it. He'll probably be the first one to tell you that too.
Coldest game here for Jacksonville since 2012.
Yeah, but I was the head coach in Buffalo.
Yeah,
I walked out there. I was like, well, this is not bad. I looked at Marcel. I go, Marcel, this is like nothing, you know, compared to what, they've been used to. But, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, a lot of these players have played in those type of games. You know, we try to make sure that, you know, when we're practicing, because it does get, you know, it's pretty windy, and you know that in Jacksonville. So, you know, we can simulate that at times. You know, a lot of times coaches will always want to throw with the wind, but every once in a while, you know, we'll take a period and throw against the wind, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that we're doing things of that nature. You know, obviously, you know, we do wet ball drills. You know, we try to simulate as much as possible, but, you know, unless we can, you know, crank that air conditioning up to, you know what I'm saying, to 10 degrees in the indoor, that'd be tough for us to simulate.